Sunrise by Karen Kingsbury. A wintry wind blew across Bloomington the day after Thanksgiving, and it reminded Katie Hart that the seasons had changed, not just in the air around town, but in her life as well. After all they'd been through, after every goodbye they'd ever told each other, this time Dane Matthews wasn't going back home. He was home. The walk around Lake Monroe was Dane's idea, returning to the place where their hearts first connected, the place where they could always find their own world, no matter what paparazzi or media circus waited for them at the other end of the wooded path. They held hands, their pace slow and easy. The shock of the past week's events wasn't wearing off, but it was sinking in. For the first time in his life, Dane had a family waiting for him around the corner, people he could visit after Sunday church services or invite over for a barbecue, sisters and a brother and a father who would welcome him and listen to him and laugh with him, people who saw him not as Dane Matthews, Hollywood star, but as Dane, the missing member of the Baxter family. Katie breathed deep. "We're dreaming, right?" Dane chuckled, his arm brushed against hers as they walked.
"I keep asking myself the same thing."
He tightened his hold on her hand.
"I thought we'd be on a plane back to L.A. this morning."
Katie smiled. "I hate to say it."
"I know." He laughed again. "You told me so."
Even in the darkest days, when Dane's accident looked as if it would kill him or leave him permanently injured, Katie had always believed that somehow, some way, they would wind up here. When Dane woke up from his coma, when God's miraculous powers became brilliantly obvious in Dane's recovery, his doctor and therapist had never thought for a minute that today he would be well enough to walk around Lake Monroe. But here they were. Dane released Katie's hand and put his arm around her shoulders.
"We need to shop."
"For the house?"
"Yes."
He stopped and faced her.
"Every room. You can pick out what you want, and we can have a designer do the rest."
He grinned and framed her face with his hands.
"As long as it's ready before the wedding."
Katie felt suddenly lightheaded. This was the part of being engaged to Dane that she rarely thought about, the lifestyle change. She would go from her apartment above the garage at the Flanagan house to a beautiful estate on a bluff overlooking Lake Monroe. Whatever furniture, whatever bedding and linens and dishes and entertainment system she wanted would be hers. The thought was overwhelming, more than she could comprehend. The house could stay...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?